Time now for the Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile. I really want to know. Now, one of the newest additions to the Rider defense and to the Riders themselves, defensive end, many-time All-Star Charleston Hughes. Here's our chat with Charleston at practice earlier this week.
The big trade, both big trades when you came to Saskatchewan. First, take us through that day, considering you spent your whole career in Calgary up until then, get traded to Hamilton, and then flop to Saskatchewan. What was your initial reaction that day?
That's a false statement by you. I didn't spend my whole career there. I just spent 10 years there. it was a rough day. I mean, in the end, I guess it worked out better for me than anybody else. All the teams who actually got something for me, it was pretty much nothing. So Vernon Adams, he bounced around two teams, and now I guess he's out of a job right now.
Sounds like he might be going to Montreal again.
Oh, see, well, he might be going to Montreal. So, I mean, Calgary, I don't even know what they got. Probably a box of Crunch or a box of Captain Crunch or something, but it is what it is.
Now you just recently hit your 100th career sack. When you started your career, did you have a number in mind, a goal in mind, of where you wanted to, you know, to get to as a defensive end?
Not really, man. I guess my real goal was to make it to the next year, and after that, the next year.
So
it's just to keep improving year after year. And hopefully I just stay on a good pace that's competitive throughout the league, right? And I mean, my goal every year is to lead the league in sacks. And I mean, I led my team for 8 straight years, right? So it was a good feeling to know that you can lead a team in sacks for 8 years and play there for 10. So, I mean, it was good.
Now, last year we spoke to Derek Dennis. He told us a story about how his stomach caused you an injury. Was that story true? You actually get hurt? I believe it was punching him.
Yeah, it was on a pass rush play. I actually still got it on my phone because I won that one-on-one rep. It was just that my hand gave up on me. Yeah, it wasn't like a mental thing like I gave up or I lost the rep. I won the rep. It was just my body just didn't hold up on that particular play. But I guess that does tell you what he didn't tell you is that I put him on his back too at the same time.
Yeah, he definitely left that part out.
Yeah, I bet he left that part out. So I put him on his back, and I broke my hand at the same time.
Now, you wear number 39. Is there any significance to that number for you?
I mean, it was the first number given when I first came to the CFL. So, I mean, I wanted to change it, but I felt like it was proper, and they told me to just stick with it. And it's not about the number. It's about the player wearing the number. And they just told me to make that number. So I made it.
Now, you've been here a short little while. Is there anything you find better about Regina, the city of Regina, as opposed to Calgary or, I guess, your short stint in Hamilton? Have you had a chance to experience Regina?
Yeah, I have. I had a chance to experience Regina. I kind of live on the brim of the city, and I know one thing that I can say that is a lot better than Calgary is that I can see a storm coming from about 50 miles away. I could just see it coming in and just floating right in over the sky, and it's just closer and closer, and I just, you know, I storm watch now.
That's fun to do in Saskatchewan.
Now, what gives you your inspiration to not only play football, but to live life?
Just doing something I love, really. I mean, you're going to love life if you're doing something that you love and enjoying and having fun and, you know, just keeping going.
Now, you're probably familiar with a couple of our listeners out from Calgary. They call themselves the Dream Team. It's Jess and Deb Strickland. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to be listening to this episode. Is there anything you'd like to say to them as a writer now?
I'm probably going to miss her brownies and muffins that she used to make for me. So that will be missed. Hopefully she sent me some in a box if you're listening to this right now. Hi. But I did draw a sign for one of her friends, or might have been a family member, that said, oh, that was you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I remember doing that for one of her friends, saying that, yeah, hi, Deb.
Yep. Picture still goes around every now and again. Yep.
That's nice. Well, glad to see you again. Never going to forget again.
Now, they also named their dog Charleston after you.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Who's the cuter, Charleston?
Because that's a really cute dog, man.
Yeah, I would have to say the dog, man. He got his own Facebook page and Twitter page and all this stuff, and he got more followers than me, I think.
Now, if you could say one thing to Rider Nation that they don't know about you, what would it be?
Cookies.
That's it?
You said one thing?
Okay. Well, let's expand on that a little bit, because I'm a huge cookie fan, too. What's the best kind of cookie?
Ooh.
And don't just, like, say homemade. And no, it's got to be a certain kind.
No, because I like gourmet-style cookies. But the best cookie right now would probably be an Oreo. I would destroy a whole packet of Oreos for lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Now, double stuff or just the regular ones? Because they have a whole bunch of different flavors, too.
You know what? My favorite flavor right now is that Nutella style. They had a limited release of that, and then I was kind of sad when it went away, but yeah, it's with Nutella.
Did you ever get to try the fireworks one? It had like a little pop rock. You remember pop rocks when you were a kid? They put those inside the cream, so whenever you ate the cookie, they would like pop off in your mouth.
You know, I'm kind of mad right now. I missed out on that one.
Okay, well, if I find them, we'll bring them back to the next practice. We'll make sure you get them.
Deal.
Charleston Hughes here on the Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile.